Yevamos Parakud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achin Nisuin L'Shtei Achias Yisomos Kitanos. Two brothers are married to two orphan sisters. So these girls were married by relatives, and they're Kitanim. Umeis Bala Shel Achas Mehen. One of these men die. So now his wife falls to him to Yibum. Teitzei Mishum Achas Yisha. She doesn't need to do Chalitza. He's Pater from Yibum, because this is the sister of his wife. V'chein Shtei Chershus. And so too, two deaf women. Again, the marriage to women that are deaf is a marriage midrabanan, because they don't have the same das, and they're only married midrabanan like ketanim. Next case, gedola uketana. Let's say two brothers, one was married to a gedola, and one was married to a ketana. Meis bala shel ketana, if the little one's husband dies, teitze ketanim yishum achas isha. So there's no yibum, and obviously no chalitza, because it's his wife's sister. His wife, he's married to his wife in the right, so his wife is the older girl. She's a woman. And this is her sister, so she can go and marry anybody else. What if it was the opposite? Meis bala shel gedola. The gedola's husband dies. So now, the man that's married to her sister, that's a ketana, so he's really not midiraisa married to her. And now, his brother died and left over a wife. So really, minatera, we should do yibum to her. But there's actually an etza here. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, melamden es ketana shetimayin bo. Eliezer says that we would teach the ketana to do mian to him and dissolve the marriage, annul it, and retroactively he was never married to the little girl, and now he can do the mitzvah of yibum in atayra. So at least he gets to marry and stay with one of them and do the mitzvah of yibum. Rabbi Gamliel Omer imeana meana. Rabbi Gamliel says we don't actually teach it. If it happens to happen, so be it. But we don't push that it happens. But what if she doesn't do mian? So, like the Rab points out, he would stay with her, with the one he was married to, the little girl, and they would wait. And then when she's a gedola, he then would be married minatayra. And then the yavama would then be mutter to go and get married, because now she becomes achos isha, becomes his wife's sister, and he's obviously pater from yibum chalitza. And we don't tell him to do chalitza to his dead brother's wife, because if once he does chalitza to her, he would then be usher to stay with his own wife, because that's achos chalutzaso. Now, but what you do see here, the Rav points out, this is Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. There's a fundamental machlokus going on here about the zika of yibum. That according to Rabbi Gamliel, you see that a zika of yibum is not so strong to asser him to stay with his wife. Because otherwise, how is he allowed to go and stay married to the ketana and then and wait to be older and be married midiraisa? The zika should be so strong that it should asser him to this girl that he's only married to midirabanan. But yet, you don't see that. Do you see, according to Ramgamliel, the Zika is not that strong. It's not strong enough to uproot that. Vimlav, like Ramgamliel says, Tamtim Matcha Tagdil. If she doesn't do Mian, you should wait until she gets older. Vetetia Halezu Mishum Achosisha. And then the other one is dead brother's wife would go out because she's an Achosisha. Rabbi Shua Oimer, Oilo al Ishto, Vailo al Eshas Achiv. Woe is to it on his wife and on his brother's wife. Why? Moti as Ishto beget, Veshas Achiv Bechalitza. Because now Rabbi Shua held that he has to divorce his wife with a get, and he has to do chalitza to his brother's wife. Because the zika of yibum, that's midiraisa, asers him to stay with this girl that's married to midirabanan. We don't teach her, like Rabbi Eliezer held, to do miyun, because that would really be a solution. We don't do that. Rather, like the Rab points out, we say that people should distance themselves from iunim, because the Gemara says, because maybe when she gets older, she'll regret it. And therefore, because the zika is strong enough to aser, she'd be aser to both women. She couldn't... He'd have to divorce his own wife. And then once he divorces the ketana that he's married to midrabanan, he's not allowed to do yibum now to her sister, because that's achas grushaso, and he would have to do chalitza to her as well.